All right, Rachel Sutherland joins us live from the nation's capital, where after a bit of a hiccup yesterday for the GOP, they got their win in the Senate. Rachel, first of all, what do we need to know about this? And I guess the House will take care of the crossing the T's and dotting of the I's today, but it looks like President Trump's going to have a major tax victory.
That's right. In fact, he was up tweeting in the middle of the night, surprisingly, right, that there's going to be a news conference at the White House after the House finally passed this bill. There was some kind of a parliamentary dispute that caused this to have to go back over to the House, but Republicans say they are not worried about this. It's simply a matter. I think Democrats didn't like the name of the bill, and there's a couple of other technicalities that need to be dealt with, but it'll go back over to the House later this morning. And then it'll be voted upon probably about midday. And the president wants a news conference. He's guessing around 1 p.m., but all of this is subject to change.
All right. Now, you literally have half of America thinking this is a bad idea. You have the Democrats saying one thing, the Republicans saying another thing, which is not unusual. But if you look at the heart of the bill, it looks to me like the middle class is going to get about 23% of these tax cuts for individuals.
Yeah, if you actually look at the meat and potatoes of the bill, I mean, you'll have to, each person will have to work out their own individual tax situation. I've looked at some of mine. I'm looking at it like, okay, this is probably going to come out six and a half, one dozen or another, but I don't know. I'd need to talk to a CPA. Others will make out well. I think what Democrats are particularly upset about is now you don't have to pay a tax if you don't buy health insurance. That's it. That's getting rid of the Obamacare individual mandate. They're very upset about that. They were protesting yesterday. But Republicans, they put it in because they had promised to repeal and replace Obamacare. And what they believe is this would now put the pressure on Democrats to come up with a replace or work with them on a replacement plan.
All right. Now, people will know when they file their taxes, right? I mean, that will be the ultimate litmus test for everyone in America. And most people.
Yes.
Most,
and no.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
But this year, remember, you're going to be filing your 2017 taxes under the current tax code. It won't be until, if you file your taxes in the spring, April 2019, that you will be seeing the impact of this.
All right.
Because that's when you'll file under the new code.
But if most people take a standard deduction in this country, right? I mean, can we agree on, the largest percentage of people take a standard deduction.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And if that standard deduction doubles, I mean, it's not hard to do. I mean, I guess individually you'd have to look at case by case, but you're generally going to be helping most folks.
Oh, I would think so. I mean, again, I'm not a math person. That's why I went into journalism. But I'm going to check with the CPA.
Yeah.
But I would say, because some people are saying, oh, you're going to see the difference in your paycheck in February. I'm not so sure unless you change your withholding. And I personally am not going to change my withholding. I'm just going to hope that in 2019 I'm going to get a big, fat tax refund. That's what I'm doing.
Well, if that's the case and people do count on that, that's going to end up being good for President Trump and the GOP. I understand the Democrats are against it, and we live in this divided nation where everybody's just split right down the middle, 50-50. But I would think we could agree on decent math that if you double your standard deduction, that's going to be good for a lot of people.
Right, and then most people get to a lot of people get to take their home mortgage deduction because they settled upon not $500,000 as a cap, but $750,000 as a cap for a mortgage. That's a ton more people that can take that mortgage deduction.
Yeah, great stuff. And we're expecting this then today and then a press conference at the White House.
Yep, stay tuned.
All right, I know it's been a busy day for you. We appreciate it. Rachel Sutherland, live in Washington, D.C. We'll